Kuf Yud Ches, holding here, right in the middle. Omer Rab Loza ben Azariah, Koshi Nikoviv Shalodom Kiyoim Hamisa. It's hard for a person. Nikoviv means that he has to let out if he can't let it out. The Rashbam says if he's otzer, if he's constipated, he can't let it out. It's hard to him. It gives him a lot of pain. Kiyoim Hamisa. Mamish, the same type of pains like Misa, like death. Shvam says, Tishen Otzer, when you can't let it out, it's mamish painful like Misa. Ugukriyas Yamsuf. Shinema, the Posik says, Shinema, Mihar Tsoya li Posayach, like Tsoya comes out fast. Ugsiv, I'm not going on exactly the word Tsoya there, but Tsoya here, Mihar Tsoya li Posayach, means people that were tied up in jail, they want to get out. Ugsiv Basit says afterwards, that the yom, the ocean, got wild, and its waves started to move a lot. The Rambam says, Soya means Lashon Otzer, holding back the Chogru, Kremoyetzei B'Rev Ruchai. Says also Lashon here, it's Kosh like Kriyas Yamsuf. They have to do the Lashon of Tsoya, of holding back. The Tsoya is like Roiga Yom, like the Kriyas Yamsuf. The Yom Rav Sheshis, Mishum Rav Loza Ben Azariah. Kol ha-mavazeh ha-moyadis. Whoever makes fun, is mavazeh, makes fun of the Yom Tovim, is kilo oivet avoyde zora. As if he was oivet avoyde zora. So Shbam says, really, it's a gemara like that. The mavazeh means, sh'oise molocha b'chol ha-shamoyed. Because even though you keep the Yom Tov itself, but in the middle of the day, chol ha-shamoyed, you're not makbit so much not to do molocha. If you don't care about the molochas of chol ha-moyed, it's kilo oivet avoyde zora. Why? Sh'nem the posik says, Elohei ma'aseichu l'sas l'cho. Don't make an avoid zora. Uchsiv basra, the next pasuk right away says, Eschag ha'matzai tishmer. You should watch yomtiv. Mashma, if you don't watch yomtiv, if you're mavaza, yomtiv is kilu evit avoid zora. And the Gemara Chagiga says it's ikka going on melechas chol shamoyed. If somebody's mavaza doesn't watch chol shamoyed, it's kilu evit avoid zora. The yomer av sheshis, Mishum av loza ben azariah. Kol ha-mesapir loshen hora. Whoever talks loshen hora. The kol ha-mekabel loshen hora. Whoever receives it, you accept it. Somebody tells you it, and you accept it. The kol ha-meyadei desheker b'chaveroi. Or else you go and say a false testimony on somebody else. You say a desheker. Is royu la-shlichu l'klovim. For you, if you deserve to be sent to the klovim, to the dogs. Shenem manapostik says, la-kelof tashlichu noisai. We throw the nevela to the klovim. Uchsiv basar, right after that, the postik says, you should not hear any false or any falseness. So Mashma is going on both. It's going on Lashon Hora, which is false, as going on saying Eidu Sheker. The Kori Bey, we read the Posik, Loisashia, means don't say upon somebody else. Loisisha Shema Shov means like don't receive, don't accept false, don't accept Lashon Hora. And we also, Kori Bey, Loisashia means don't say, you know, don't say Eidu Sheker on somebody else. So both these things, whether you receive Lashon Hara, or you say false say this, it's royal akel tashlichu noisai. Shashbam learns how mekabel Lashon Hara means, she'mekabel yumamino yachaveroi. If somebody tells you something bad about your friend, and you accept it means you believe him. That's not right. Afagav lekabule lemi boile, or mechesh lemi boile. Even though you're not supposed to accept it and really believe the Lashon Hara, but the Gemara always says, you'll have to be choshes. You have to watch out for the person. If somebody wanted to become a partner with somebody and they tell you very bad things about this partner, you're allowed to start to investigate. Be cautious. Check into it. Is it true or not? You just can't accept it right away to say it's 100% true. That's the Issa Lashon Hara. But mechish to be worried about it. Is it true or not? That you could do. The Karabel is Sashis. Rashbam says, Nirabenet legasin le. Don't have to be gurus this. Like to be gurus, le Sashis means like don't say bad about somebody else. The kula mishtamim loisisa. The Rambam says no. In the word loisisa, we understand everything. Shekishem esaper oy meyid. When you're talking bad about somebody else, or you're saying false items on somebody else, hare noisa bepiv shem hashav. You're speaking out in your mouth something false. So that's the part of saying loisisa shem hashav means either don't accept it or don't speak it out. But don't have to do with false things, which is lashon hara, or else which is Eidu Sheker. For the Gemara, now Nukashina. V'chimeyacha dika halagodol. We're saying now what the Pesach Banayat, after we say the regular halal, then we say the halagodol. And then we end off with the Birchas Hashir. But there's such a thing as saying Halla Godol, which is the 26 Hoidul Hashem Kitov Kilon Chazdoi that we say. Is since there's a Halla Godol, then it's a very important thing. I was like, Anan, my time I'm Rinan High. How come we say a regular Halal on Yom Tif or on Chanukah or on Purim? Because why don't we always say the Halla Godol? So to Rashba, V'chim Yachad Ika Halla Godol. Shemeshubach Yosik Moshepir Shem Yechin Lamala, Mishunasiv Beinesh Nech Mechobosar. There it says Ksukim about that Hashem feeds us. So that's a tremendous thing. So that's why it's called Halla Godol, the great Halal. So the question is now, Anan Os. My time are minan high halula, I call perical perical, call tzoro, shloi tovoin, halatzib, lishin a golden. How come we only say the regular halal, the way we say it, after a nest happens? Why don't we say the special halal godl every time? And the Gemara mishum shiesh boy hey dvorim. Our halal, the psukim that we say, has five special things about it. Dvorim halalu. The what? Yitzias Mitzrayim. It talks about Yitzias Mitzrayim halal. U kriyas yamsuf. U matin toira. Since our halal talks about these five things, that's why we say these five things. Yitzias Mitzrayim dichsiv b'tzeis Yitzvah b'Mitzrayim. All kapitel about Yitzias Mitzrayim we talk about. Kriyas Yamsuf dichsiv hayom ro'ah b'yonus. That was talking about Kriyas Yamsuf. The Yam saw and ran. Matan Torah dichsiv ahorim ro'ah k'duk elim. That the mountains ran like elim. So Rashi says b'shas matan Torah dichsiv. Lama Tiratun Horim. As the Shas Matan Torah, all the mountains are also scared, were running away. Tvaisa Triasa Mason Nichseva, Eshalach Lufne Hashem. A walk in front of Hashem, Beata Sachayim, is going on Triasa Mason. Chevlesh Mashiach, where do we talk about Mashiach in Halil? Tirchseva Elonu Hashem Elonu. We say, like, don't do it for our sake, Hashem. Don't save us for our sake. It's a tefillah we're davening to Hashem to save us, but we're saying not because of our sake, but because of your sake. And what are we davening for? The Yom Rabbi Yechinen, Loilonu Hashem Lelonu, means there Shibud Malchis. That we're davening to Hashem, save us from all the Shibud, all the tzaras the Malchis put upon us. And he could the army something like this. Yom Rabbi Yechinen, Loilonu Hashem Lelonu, Zul Mochamas Goygumogun. That we're davening about the Zman HaMashiach, the last war. Mochamas Goygumogun, Hashem should save us from that. So in Tehillah and Hallel, we talk about this Mochamas Goygumogun, which is about Yemais HaMashiach. We have Nachman of Yitzchak Amar, we have Neshiyesh Poi Milat Nefoshe Shal Tzadikim again. We say this Kepitlach of Halel because it talks about that Hashem saves the Tzadikim from Gehenim. Shenem Rapotik says, Ono Hashem Malta Nafshi. His pleads Hashem, save my soul, means save it from Gehenim. Chiski Yomim of Neshiyesh Poi Yuridosan Shal Tzadikim Lechiv Shunes, Vali Yosim Imenu. It speaks about that Hashem put Hananiel for Romavinu in the Tifshin Shalais. Eish, and Hashem saved them. That's why we say these in Yonah V'Halal. That Hashem saved them, didn't need them to the Tzadikim. What was the Inyan? Where does it say it? Yuridoson Dichsiv. Lo'elonu Hashem lo'elonu. Like with the Bakosha, please save us. Like Avraham Avinu was put into the Eish. Or Hananiah, Mishael, V'Azariah was put into the Eish. And the Darwin to Hashem, please save us. Oma Hananiah. That's what Hananiah said. Ki l'shimcha ten kovit. Loilonu Hashem, loilonu Oma Chananya. That's what Chananya said. Ki l'shimcha ten kovoid Oma Mishoel. That's what Mishoel said. Al chastacho v'el amitecho Oma Azariah. That's what Azariah said. There are these tzaddikim, even though they're put into the kishon and shalesh, they daven to Hashem. Loma yomru agoyim omru kulam. That's what they all said together. Like, why are you going to let us die in this kishon and shalesh? What are the goyim going to talk about it? So the Kitlach HaTehillim, we're talking about what HaTzadikim daven to Hashem to save them from the Kivshin Shalais. Ali Yosa and the Kivshin Eish, where do we see the Psukim talk about that Hashem saved them from the fire? Tichsev, the Pasuk says, Hallelu Es Hashem Kol Goyim. Now, on the Omer Chananya, Shabchu Kol Umim. That what did all the, Omer Chananya, that's what Chananya said. Hallelu Es Hashem Kol Goyim, that's what Chananya said when he got saved. Shabchu called Umim Oma Mishael. That's what Mishael saved when he got saved from the fire that Nebuchadnezzar threw him into. Ki gover aleinu chastoi Omer Azariah. V'yemas Hashem liyolam haluka Omru kulun. They all said it together. So you see here, it's talking about these tzaddikim, Chanan, Mishael, v'Azariah, that they were put into the Kirshen Shalesh, and then Hashem saved them. So that's why we say these psukim of Halo. It was a tremendous thing that Hashem saved the tzaddikim. V'yeshremim, some say, V'yemas Hashem liyolam. That we say the Pitlin Tehillim, the Yemes Hashem Liyelam, Kavri Elamru. the Malach Gavriel said this. When? When Nimrod threw Avram Avinu. As he found out that Avram Avinu broke down the statues there, so he went to throw Avram into Tifshin Shalesh. Is Omar Gavril of Nekodesh Baruch Hu. So the Malach Gavril, he's the Malach of the Eish, he went to Stavon to Hashem, and he said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ered v'yatzenu v'yatlat atzadik mekivshin eish. Let me go down, let me cool off the fire. He's Gavril, he's the Malach on the fire. So he said, let me go cool off this fire. V'yatzenu, now cool it off, v'yatlat atzadik, and I'll save Avram Avinu mekivshin eish. Is Omar Lo Yakodesh Baruch Hu. Ani Yochid Balomi. I'm a Yochid, I'm the only one, I'm the only Hashem. For who Yochid Balomai? Avram Avinu, he's the only tzaddik in his door, he's the only one that was Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is nor li Yochid l'atzlas Yochid. Hashem said it's very nice that me myself without a shliach should go and save Avram Avinu. So Hashem didn't want Gavriel to do it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself went down to save Avram Avinu. So the Gemara Lefish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Einam HaKateach Tzchar Koberyam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never holds back any reward to anybody that deserves it. As anything good you do, Hashem repays you for it. So Melo Omar, Hashem said to Gavriel, Tiske v'tatzel shloishem evnei bonav. That Gavriel wanted to do something nice here. Gavriel himself wanted to go down to save Avram Avinu. So Hashem said, I'm going to give you schar reward that you'll be able to save three of Avram Avinu's children. What was that? That was Hananya, Mishael, Azariah. Dorash Reb Shimon HaShaloni. That he dashed like this. At the time when the Nebuchadnezzar threw the Hananya Mishael v'Azariah into the big fire, is Omad Yurakma Sar HaBoirid. Yurakma, he's the Malach that takes care of Borah, takes care of hail, of the snow. Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he went in front of Hashem and told Hashem like this. Hey, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omad Lepona, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ered V'yatzana Nesekivshon. Let me go down, I'll put my nice cold hail, the ice, I'll put it into the fire, and I'll make it cool for the tzaddikim, they won't die. V'yatlo tzaddikim alo, let me save these tzaddikim, b'kiv shenesh, from the fire. Is Om alo, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Omalei Gavriel, so Gavriel answered back, told Yerukma, is Ein Gvuro Soish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bekach. This is not going to show the Gvuro, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sha'ata Saborid. You're the Sai, you're the Malach over hail, over cold, over ice. For Akol Yodim, everybody knows, Shamayim Mechaben Eseish. That's not going to be any bigger deal. If you're going to come down, we'll put a ton of ice, we'll go into Kivshin Shalesh, and cool it off, that's going to be normal. We're not going to see the great Nisim here. And that's normal. Elani, Gavriel said, but me, Sar Shalesh, I'm the Sar of Fire. Ered V'yakar B'mifnim. Let me go make an ace. I'll go down with the koyach of fire. I'll make the fire cool inside. That's a tremendous ness. And Vaita, what's Gavriel going to do? V'yakadiyach mibachutz. I'm going to make it very hot outside the Kivshin Shalesh. As all those Rishoyim that threw Hanani Mishael v'Azariah into the ash, they'll get burnt out. I'll make it just the opposite. Inside the fire will be nice and cool. And outside the fire will be nice and hot. That's what Gavriel said I'll do. The yes and nes patech nes, now make a nes patech nes. The nes ash is inside the fire, it's nice and cool, and outside the fire, it's nice and hot. That's the nes patech nes. That's what Gavriel did. Rashbam says, V'yakdiach v'machutz, lisref es hazorken ois notech or, I'll burn up, I'll kill those who show him outside, I threw them into the fire. Could have said, guv re'elach, yeah. Right. Weiter. So, Omel HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking to Gavriel, raid, go down and do what you want. Cool off the fire and make it outside hot. Is B'yesh Yeshua at that time when the Gavriel got Rishus to do it, Posach Gavriel V'yamar, V'yemes Hashem L'yerlom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always emes. So Gavriel was the one to say this Posach. Rebbe Nosson Noimer, V'yemes Hashem L'yerlom, that Hashem is always not emes is because Gavriel wanted to save Avram Avinu. And Hashem told Gavriel, no, don't save Avram. I'll let you save Hanani Mishael v'Azariah. So now when Gavriel went to do this, now Gavriel said, the emes Hashem, Hashem is always emes, the truth. That Hashem said he would let me do it, and now he's letting me do it. Reb Nosson Noimar, the emes Hashem l'yirlam. Who said this posik? Dogim shebiyom amru. The fish in the yam, they said it. They were able to say, hey, this, they saw that Hashem does emes. Hashem is the truth. What was the nice with the fish? Kid Rav Huna, like Rav Huna. The Yama Rav Huna. Yisrael Shaboy Sador, even Bishas Yitzias Mitzrayim by Kriyas Yamtsev, the Yidin at that time, Mekatna Yamuna, they did not have complete trust in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They had cotton, small amount of Amuna, the small amount of trust they had in Hashem. Hoyu. Okay, the Dorish Rabba Bar Mori. What does the Pasuk says? Vayimru al Yam b'yamsuf. That the Yidin Mamash were married. They were rebelling against Hashem, even Mishas the Kriyas Yamsuf. What does that mean? Melamed Shehimru Yisrael b'yaseh shor. At the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, the Yidin was still rebelling against Hashem. For Yomru, they said like this. Kishem sh'onu oyle mitzad echod. The same way we went through the Yamsuf, we're saved on this side. Kach mitzriyam oyle mitzad acher. The Yidin was still afraid. They didn't have complete trust in Hashem. They were still worried. Maybe the Mitzriyim went up safe on the other side, and eventually they'll come after us again. So the Yidin was still afraid. Is Amalei Kodesh Baruch Hu l'sar shayom. So Kodesh Baruch Hu told the Malach of the Yam, of the ocean, Polat oisam liyabosha, throw out all the dead Mitzriyim that were really drowned in the Yamsuf. Throw them out to the Yamsuf. Throw them out to the dry land, so that the Yidin should be able to see that they were dead. Is omalafonov. So the Malach said, Rebonish Lerlum, Klum Yesh Evid, Shenoisim Lerabbi Matono, is there ever a case that a slave finally received a big present from his master? V'choizev Neitam Emenu, and then the master goes and takes away the present from the slave. Like here also, like you, Rebonish Lerlum, you gave me the Yam, all these Mitzriyim, and all the gold and silver is now mine, you gave it to me from Matono. You want me to throw it out of the Yam onto the dry land to give it up? We don't want to give up all those riches that we got from the Mitzriyim. Is Amalai Tekosh Baruch Hu said back to the Yam, Eten Lecho Echad Umach Teshvim. I'll give you 1.5 times as much as they are right now. Don't worry. Let me take the Mitzriyim out of the Yam Suf. Let me take away these golds from you now, and I'll pay it back to you some other time later. Amalai, so the Yam said back to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Yesh Eved Sheteveyes Rabbi. I don't trust you. Does a slave ever have a right to mourn to be Teveya's master? Like, you'll tell me you do it, but I can't come and collect from you. It doesn't pass for a slave to collect from his master. It's like, I'm afraid that maybe you won't do it. The Yam was afraid. The Yam didn't want to give up the Mitzriyim. Is Omalois Hashem said, Nachal Kishon Yeli Orif. I'll make the Nachal Kishon, this river, small river Kishon, he'll be the pledge. He'll be the Orif for me. Like, he'll be the Orif. He'll be responsible that I have to give you back 1.5 times as much as the Mitzriyim I hear now. So when the Yam heard that, Miyad Polat, Oysom Yabosha. Right away the Yam threw up the Mitzriyim from the Yamsuf onto the dry land. Ubo Yisrov Rolosan, and the Yidin came and saw all the dead Mitzriyim. Shenema the Pasuk says, Vaya Yisrolos Mitzriyim, Mesas Vasayim. Now the Yidin saw the way the Mitzriyim were dead as Vasayim, and now it says, Yaminu Vashem of Meshavdu. Now they had complete Amuna in Hashem. Now they saw what they said before was not right, that we didn't have, they were cut in the Amunah before. Now when they saw the Mitzriyim were dead, now they had complete trust in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah. So the Maramai now, Echud HaMachzah Shevhem. What was the case that Hashem paid back the Yamsuf by giving them back 1.5 times as much as the Mitzriyim who are there in the Yamsuf now? The Elo Zat Gemara, where's the case? Elo Baparoksiv. By Paro now, when they ran after the Yidin. So how many Mitzriyim were dead in the Yamsuf? Sheish Meyos Rechav Bocher. Says he only had 600 Rechav Bocher. That's how many went into the Yamsuf, and they all drowned there. So Kitzah, the Yam threw up 600 men. V'yilu b'Sisroi, when it came by Sisroi, Ksiv, it says there, Teishem Meyos Rechav Barzel. That Sisroi went to fight the Yidin, and we'll soon see he got thrown also into the Yamsuf. There were 900 there. That's mamish 1.5 times. As for 900 is 1.5 times as 600. So that's the way Hashem paid back the Yamsuf. What was the ma'aseh with Sisroi? Ki also Sisroi, when Sisroi came to fight the Yidin, also layu v'dakre deprazlo. He came with nice sharp metal knives. What do you call them? Swords. That's what he came with. That's how he came to fight the Yidin, with nice big sharp swords. Hoitza Kodesh Baruch Hu len kechovim. Hakodesh Baruch Hu brought out the stars. From their roots in Shemayim, the Chiv, min Shemayim Nilchemu. The Pesukim Shreftim says, the Muhammad, not the Yidin fought, but Hashem fought for them, min Shemayim. What does that mean? Min Shemayim Nilchemu Kechavim. That Kiva de Nechisu Kerch v'Shemayim Alayu. As soon as the Kechavim came down upon Sisera and his people, Agdiru Hani Dekor de Pazlayu. The heat was so hot, it burnt up, it melted down their nice big swords there. Nechisye, so Mamash was very hot there, that even the swords melted down. So what did the people want to do? They want to cool themselves off. Is Nechisye liakriru lemesichu nafshayim b'nachakishin. All these 900 warriors, they all went down to cool themselves off in Nachakishin. They want to take a little shower there, a little cool them off. It's very hot. The metal even burnt. So Stam was a nace, they didn't burn up right away, it was a nace. Rakol Ponim, they were a little bit hot. So they went down to Nachakishin to cool off a little bit. Is Omele HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told now this Nachakishin is river. Omele HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nachakishin. Leich, go right now. V'hishlim arvoincho, go pay back my pledge. He said, I made you of the Orev, you're the pledge for me that I'm going to pay back the Yamsuf 1.5 times, and there's 900 people I owe the Yamsuf. I took away from them the 600 Mitzriim, and I have to pay back the Yamsuf 900 Goyim. How do I pay him back? You Nachakishon right now, you go pay him back for me. Is Miyad right away, Gor from Nachakishon. The Nachakishon Gor from me schlept them, all these 900 people. V'eshlichom Liyam, and the Nachakishon threw them into the Yamsuf. Shenemah, the Pasuk says, Nachal Kishon Gorfam Nachal Kadumim. So the Nachal Kishon Gorfam means schlepped them up, dragged them, sweeped them up. The Nachal Kishon swept up all these 900 people, Sisra's people, and threw them into the Yamsuf. So the kids of the Yamsuf got back its 1.5 times of the Mitzrayim. So tomorrow, my Nachal Kadumim, what does it mean? It's the Nachal River from Kodom, from before. That means Nachal Shenasa Orev Mikedim. This was the river that was the pledge from before. As Bashas, it's Bashas, Kriyas Yamsuf, then when the Yam threw up the Mitzrayim, Nachal Kidron, it became the Orif. That's the lashon of Nachal Kedumim, or Nachal Kishon. It was from before. So the Marab Yosef sure, at this time now, when the Yamsuf got paid back its debt from Hashem, that Hashem gave him back the 900 goyim here, is Pischu Dogim Shayam. Now the fish in the Yamsuf, the Yamru, they said, the Yemes Hashem Lyoilim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always them as the truth. And they were the ones that say, they saw now, the way Hashem paid back his pledge, his promise. So they said, the Yemes Hashem Lyoilim. Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. My Dechsev, what does the Pasuk say? We say until him in Hallel, Moishivi Akeres Abayis. You should sit down, you should be the Moshev HaKeras Abayis, like the Akira, the main part of the house. Is Omra Knesset Yisrael of Nekodesh Baruch Hu. The Klal Yisrael said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Samuni Bonecha Kechol Dezu. Like the Tzadikim of the door was saying to Hashem, because that there are Rishoyim, there are people that are doing Chatoyim, you made us now Kechol Dezu, like a weasel. Hadora Bikrei Batim. A weasel is always afraid of the people there. He always has to hide and be in the small holes. So Rashbam says, it means to say, Omer Knesset Yisrael, Hazakeinav Yachshuvim Shvem, Heis the Tzadikim of the Dorah said to Hashem, Omer Al Sheinim Chashuvim, they complained to Hashem about the people that were not so choshuv, like the Rishoyim then, that Kol Ka Kedemash Eim Abonim, She'ein Tzoekes Al Abonim, like the mother was crying for her children, She'shemu HaKeras Abayis, she was put the HaKeras Abayis, they mean Shemuni Benecho, Meroiv Chatoyim Begolus. No, it's because of the Chet of Klal Yisrael, Hashem put us down with the Golus. And that's like a Kechalu Dezu. Behind him, Keres Abayis. It's like this weasel that has to hide himself. And also, Klal Yisrael now is in Golus, will not be mocking in Yeretz Yisrael, in the Beis Hamikdash, because of the Chatoyim. That's what the Pasuk says, Meshivi Keres Abayis. Dorash Rova. Ma'adich Siv, what does the Pasuk say? Yo Ahavti Kishma Hashem. Like you love me, I love you, Hashem. Why? Kishma Hashem, because Hashem listens to me. Is Omra Knesset Yisrael? Klal Yisrael said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ein Mosai Ani Ahuv Lefanecha. When are we loved in front of you? Bizman Shetishma Kol Tachanunoi. At the time when you listen, when you Hashem listen to our bakoshes, our tachanunim, when we daven to you, that's the raya that you love us. That's called Ahavti. We are loved by Hashem. Ki Yishma Hashem, when Hashem listens to us, that's the raya we love. Daloisi, we were put down, v'li yoshia, and you saved us. Is Omra Knesset Yisrael of Nekodesh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam. Af al pi shadolani, even though we're very low. That means b'mitzvahs, even though we don't have too many mitzvahs, we're not big tzadikim now, still, l'cho ani, we belong to you. V'li nor loshia, and it's nice you Hashem should save us. There is no matter how big we are, no matter how rishoyim we are, hakol ponim we yidin, we're b'nei Avraham Avinu. Therefore, it passed for Kodesh Baruch Hu to save us. Li nola, shiel drashi, yoysu mikolumas, shrei Yisrael yichdecha. Kol ponim Yisrael is yichdecha. Kol ponim Yisrael belongs to, we're Klal Yisrael. No matter how bad we are, we're still a bend to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, Hashem has to have rachmonis on us. Amol HaSever, Rabbi Chaim Shlomo also used to say like this. They used to, Amol Gai, he'll start over, he used to go daven by Yad Avshalom. He used to daven. In the Eretz Yisrael, the Avshalom Rosha, he made a special Yad, a monument, and we still have it now, there's a special place called Yad Avshalom. Avshalom's Yad. So he used to go to daven there. So he used to, Tamidim used to ask him, what are you going to daven by Yad Avshalom for? He was a big Rosh Avshalom. He wanted to kill his father, Dovid HaMelech. Avshalom wanted to kill. He was a big Rosh Avshalom. So how come he going to daven by Avshalom? So he said, because Avshalom, he saw this Indian, that when Avshalom was mace, so Dovid HaMelech says, was Loshen, said, yeah, Bini, he cried out 7 times. Dovid HaMelech cried out when his son died, he cried out 7 times. And Mara says, his tefillah helps, he took him out of the 7 Madura Shoganim. Now, Koponim, you see there, even though Avshalom wanted to kill his father, he wanted to kill Dovid HaMelech, but when he dies, though, a father still has rachmonis on his kid. No matter how bad the son is, that's the Messias, a father has rachmonis on his own kid. Kefati was Dovid HaMelech's kids, he davened to Hashem to save his own kid. So that's what Rav Chaim wanted to say, the same thing Klal Yisrael. No matter how bad we are, no matter how big Rishoyim we are, we're still called a ben to Hashem. Hashem is still our father. So Me'el Hashem, you have to listen to us, you have to help us. So this Indian he saw by Avshalom. No matter how bad Avshalom was, Dovid Avinu, his father, Dovid HaMelech's father, was mespalo for him. So you see, your father has rachmonis on his kid, like here also. That even though we're bad, we're dull of the mitzvahs, still l'cha ani, we belong to you. We're your children. You have to have rachmonis on us. More than sharumis, yaisu mikolumis. Shrei Yisrael yichadecha, that's the Yisrael. What's also, Glinsky once wanted to say a pshat also. It's brought down that b'shas churban abayis, that the kruvim upon him zeh tzeh. B'shas, that's what Gemara says, b'shas the churban abayis, the kruvim were facing zeh tzeh. So Kasha Nebel Teh, the Gemara always says, that b'zman she Yisrael yaisu mitzoyne shemokam, when they were doing mitzvahs, then the kruvim were facing one another. Bizman she'ein oisim mitzoyne shemokam, then the kruvim were facing opposite ways. So the churban b'shas churban abayis, that's the biggest time they were not doing the Rosh Hashem. That's why Hashem had to make a churban abayis. So how come at that time the kruvim were facing one another? So he wanted to say that the pshat was churban abayis. The pshat was the goyim were coming now into the base of Middish. So negayah to goyim, Klal Yisrael is always called oisim mitzoyne shemokam. If you look at the yid machmas, the yid maybe they're rishoyim, they're not so good. But now is the time when the goyim are coming into the base of Middish. The churban abayis. B'shas to goyim, negay to a goy, no matter how bad we are, we're still called Eitzim Sene Shemokim. So at that time, the kruvim were facing zeh to zeh. When goyim come into the picture, we're still l'cho ani Hashem. We still belong to you, we're still better than the goyim. So that is the loisi v'li yoshia. No matter how bad we are, still li yoshia, Hashem, you deserve, we deserve, you should help us, because we're Klal Yisrael. Omar Rav Kana. Kishachola Rebbe, when Rebbe got sick, Kishachola Rebbe Yishmael, Rebbe Yossi. When Rebbe Yishmael, Rebbe Yossi got sick, Sholachla Rebbe, so Rebbe sent to him, Emolonu tell us, Shnayim Shloshit Dvorim, two or three things, Shemartalonu Mishum Avicha. Tell us over from your father, two or three good things. Sholachla Yis, Rebbe Yishmael, Rebbe Yossi sent back like this, Kachom Abba, this is what my father said, Marjah said, what's trying the Posik, Hallelujah es Hashem Kogoyim. That all the goyim, all the different nations should praise Hashem. What's doing with the goyim? How come they're praising Hashem? His hakakom. This is what the pasuk means. Hallelu es Hashem kol goyim agvuras v'nifloyis ti'avid badayu. It's even you goyim, when you see the greatness that Hashem does to you, you should also give praise back to Hashem. V'meilo kol shcheinonu. For sure, us Klal Yisrael tegover aleinu chasdoi. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu does tremendous chesed with us. For sure we have to give back praise to Hashem. It's just a limit that if the goyim have to give praise, for sure we have to give back praise to Hashem. Omar loy v'oid choda, another thing is, or v'omar loy sholach loy, he said another thing that I heard from my father, that asida mitzrayim shetovi deron l'mashiach. In his Mashiach times, the mitzrayim are going to come and give a present to Mashiach. Kisov as the Mashiach is going to think, eini mekabo mihem. And flog, the Mashiach will say, I don't need you, we hate you, you did such bad things to us. I'm not going to accept the present you want to give me. Is Amalei Kodesh Baruch Hu Mashiach? So Hashem is going to tell the Mashiach, no, kibu mehem. you should accept the present. He has to be makir toiv to the Mitzrayim. Why? Achsanya also lebonai b'Mitzrayim. Hey, the Mitzrayim took care of you. We were there for, some say 400 years or 210 years. We were in Mitzrayim. So about, they were our achsanya, they were our hosts. Even though they were pretty bad hosts, they were.